WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. For this week's performance spot, we've asked back singer and guitarist Michael Cooney. During his years as a performer, Cooney has developed a huge repertoire of songs ranging from old pop standards to maritime ballads, traditional folk and children's tunes. Today he'll perform another one of his specialties.
I like old-time novelty songs. They always have these clever ways of saying things, and I kind of lament sometimes that people don't do that nowadays, but I realized that I was neglecting the entire body of country western music, all those songs so bad they're good. Songs like Drop Kick Me Jesus Through the Goalposts of Life, or I Gave Her the Ring, She Gave Me the Finger, or You Left Your Footprints on My Stomach When You Walked Out of My Heart. The Flood of My Tears has washed out the bridge of my nose. There is an unending number of them. My favorite of all of those is I Don't Know You from Adam, but if you're gonna play the jukebox, please don't play A11. Doesn't that get you right there? The great thing about those songs is that you can't tell if they're serious or not with the really good ones, and this is my favorite of all of those. A hulk of a man with a beer in his hand, he looked like a drunken fool, and I knew if I hit him right, why I could knock him off of that stool. But everybody said, hey, watch out, that's Tiger Man McCool. He's had a whole lot of fights, and he's always come out the winner. Yeah, he's a winner. But I'd had myself about five too many. I stepped up, tall and proud, faced his back, faced the fact that he'd never stooped or bowed. I said, Tiger Man, you're a pussycat. And a hush fell on the crowd. I said, let's you and me step outside, see who's the winner. Well, he gripped the bar with one big hairy hand. He leaned against the wall, slowly stood up from his beer, and my God, that man was tall. He said, boy, I see you're a scrapper, so just before you fall, I'm gonna tell you just a little about what it means to be a winner. Now you see these bright, white, smiling teeth, you know they ain't my own. Mine rolled away like chiclets down the street in San Antonio. But I left that person cursing, nursing seven broken bones, and he only broke three of mine. Guess that makes me the winner. Now behind this grin, I got a steel pin that holds my jaw in place, a trophy of my most successful motorcycle race. And every morning when I awake and see this scar across my face, it reminds me of all I got by being a winner. Yes, my broken back was the dying act of handsome Harry Clay. That sticky Cincinnati night, I stole his wife away. And you know, son, she gets meaner and uglier every day. But I got her, boy, that's what makes me a winner. Now you have to speak loud when you challenge me, son. You know it's hard for me to hear with this twisted neck and these migraine pains and this big old cauliflower ear. And if it wasn't for this glass eye of mine, why, I'd shed a happy tear to think of all you're gonna get by being a winner. got arthritic elbows, boy, I got dislocated knees from picking fights with thunderstorms and charging into trees. And my nose been broke so often, I might lose it if I sneeze. Son, you say you still wanna be a winner. Well, you remind me a lot of my younger days with your knuckles clenching white. But boy, I'm gonna sit right here and sip this beer all night. And if you got some to gain or prove by winning some silly fight, well, okay, I quit. I lose. You're the winner. I stumbled from that barroom, not so tall, not so proud. And behind me, I still hear the hoots and hollers of the crowd. But my eyes still see, my nose still works, my teeth are still in my mouth. And you know, I guess that makes me a winner.
Michael Cooney is based in Rockport, Maine. He writes a regular column for the folk song magazine Sing Out. This is Fresh Air.